Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, this is Akemi and welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, I wanted to talk about stillness. And stillness because, well, in a world today where there's just so much chaos in the external affairs of, you know, nations and people around us, there's just so much action and activity. I think this is the time that we need to find stillness the most. And I think a quote that really encapsulates this really well is, in stillness, the world is restored. And apparently it's a Buddhist proverb. But in general, I think what I really want to reflect on today is how important it is to make sure that you just take yourself apart from your everyday life, whether that is like your work, your family, the people that, you know, inhabit your life. It's the importance of just isolating yourself and then giving yourself a moment to just rest on your own. I think stillness is very evasive simply because a lot of the language in modern culture today around productivity or progress in general is about action. It's always about doing something in order to move forward. And sometimes when we are engrossed in actions in our lives, whether that's, you know, in our professional lives, in our personal lives, in our creative lives, we forget the regenerative power of stillness. We forget the importance of doing nothing and the value that nothing really truly has. I find nothing, the word itself, very interesting. Because is anything truly nothing? Is there truly an absence of anything in this world? I really don't think so. I feel like the word nothing is really more about a feeling of lack rather than the actual lack of something itself. So in stillness, I think truly that is the positive lack. Because lack does not necessarily mean that something is wrong. I think the lack of action is actually a wonderful thing if you use it to slow down and rest. And particularly in my current life, because the last 2 months have seen a lot of turbulent things happening to me, I've really enjoyed just being still. And whether that's just watching a ton of TV, I'm not ashamed to say that, or just taking a few minutes to meditate, or just spending time by myself, I think that has really helped me to find this sense of stillness and peace. And of course, all of this is much easier said than done when we are quarantined together during the coronavirus that's happening right now all around us. It's much harder to find space just for ourselves. But I think that's where we have to make the extra effort. Whether that's putting in our headphones and just listening to a song and closing our eyes, or just choosing to do things that we normally do with other people on our own. I think in general, without that moment of stillness, without that moment of aloneness, I don't think we really function very well. And I think stillness comes when you've been on your own for a while and you accept that open and fully. and embrace it. I think that is what stillness is a deep acceptance of yourself and your surroundings and your circumstances and your life. And that does not come without space. That does not come without mental and emotional space that you've devoted to really thinking and feeling where you're at the moment. There's something that therapists say that in therapy, I really enjoy this question of where are you right now? And it's not a question of where are you physically, but it's a question of where are you emotionally? And it really brings to light the fact that no matter what we're doing, we're always actually in two different places, where we are physically, so the visible location, and then where we are emotionally. And I think with the whole coronavirus situation, this has really given us a push to look inward more than ever. Because we realize that we're not really reacting to things. We're not really behaving in ways that are predictable anymore. Like, we're all seeing sides of ourselves and kind of, I don't know, just we're just seeing a version of ourselves that we've never known. We're also getting to know a new version of ourselves during the pandemic. And thus, it's really important to take that time to just explore, to write about it, to think about it on your own, and just really sink in to yourself and observe what's going on within you. I think the more we ask, where am I right now? How do I feel right now? What do I need right now? The more we ask intentional questions from ourselves on how we can meet ourselves wherever we are and understand ourselves better, the more we can mindfully find time in our day to be still and to find that place of contentment and acceptance within ourselves. Because I think that ultimately the path to stillness is really what the spiritual path is about, is finding that joy and happiness within yourself, regardless of the chaos around you. And the work that it takes to get there is trying to find a way to understand where you're at emotionally, finding the methods and the techniques, whether that's meditation, prayer, journaling, whatever you need to do to connect with yourself, to be happy and alone just within your own world. Doesn't have to be physically alone, but emotionally, you can isolate and just be happy within your own container, within your own sphere, without depending on other people to bring that joy to you. I think that is truly the goal of any spiritual path, and especially the Buddhist path. I think there's a reason why in the monastic life, monks and nuns are encouraged to go to the forest to sort of isolate themselves from the people they used to know and to spend lots of time alone. Because I think by being alone, that's when you truly give yourself the opportunity to hear your own thoughts and to feel your own emotions and to really turn the mirror on yourself and observe what's going on. Without that alone time, without that isolation, without that space, it's very hard to connect with ourselves. And thus, it's very hard to find our way towards stillness. But I think all in all, though, stillness is not really a destination, but it's a journey. And truly, it's a journey that we're on every day. Because who doesn't want to feel content and happy within themselves, right? We all do. And even if you might not achieve it, I think what's worth it is to always know that the joy that you seek in the world is actually within yourself, and it's contained within the stillness that you find by doing the work. That is today's episode of The Daily Dharma. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope everyone is staying safe out there. Please subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts so you get notified about the latest episode. Also, we are on Instagram. Follow us if you want to at the.daily.dharma. It's also in the bio. All in all, I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and I hope you're able to find the stillness you're looking for. Thank you for listening.